Catherine was incredulous. What are you talking about? He's a businessman, a very shrewd businessman. He knows how people will react. He can predict what the markets will do as much as anyone who's successful in his line of work. And what's this about the elements? What do you mean? Matt asked.
Earth, air, fire and water. The basic stuff of the world. Remember the candles, Robin told him. And the hand that felt like sandpaper over your mouth.
Yes, but...
And the rats.
Matt hesitated. The rats, or whatever they were. He could remember them attacking him so clearly, he could almost feel them pressing in on him like the earth itself.
You can't control the elements, he said. Not like that. That'd be... magic.
That's undoubtedly how the ancients saw it, Dad said. But it isn't. It's perfectly feasible. We just don't know how to do it, or rather, we didn't, until now.
You really think Harper can manipulate fire and earth in some way? The basic elements of the world. Earth, air, fire and water, Robin said. It isn't coincidence that they were seen as gods, or the gods were given control of them.
But it's ridiculous, Catherine said. Matt nodded in agreement. I can light a fire just as anyone can. I can control it to an extent, feed it stuff to burn. But that isn't what you mean, is it?
No, Robin said. It isn't. We're talking about fashioning the elements into forms we determine, organizing them to do what we will. Like remote control, Matt said.
If you like, Dad told him. That was how the ancient world worked in many ways. Everything was a proxy for something else, a representation. The Nazca lines, not so far away from here, are an ancient map of the stars, a grid. The locations of the lines on the earth are dependent upon the positions of the stars above. The pyramids were a copy of the stars the Egyptians saw in the heavens.
But they didn't change and manipulate the stars in the heavens, Matt pointed out.
They believed they could, Dad said. Everything on earth had a heavenly counterpart, and vice versa. The Maya, who lived near here, reckoned the very end of the world was predicted in the skies. Their feathered serpent was a beast made of the air itself. Okay, so maybe they couldn't influence the stars, but think of Egyptian Ushabti figures, little dolls that represented real people and went on the journey to the afterlife for them. People in other cultures had worry dolls that they could transfer their problems to.
That's like voodoo, Matt said. You can't tell me it really works.
All right. Think about voodoo if you like, Dad said. You make a representation of a person, a real person, a voodoo doll, and what you do to the representation happens to the real person, even if they're a vast distance away.
Which is obviously impossible, Catherine said.
You think so? He replied quietly. I know you've got some scientific training. Have you ever heard of quantum entanglement?
Of course. Einstein called it spooky action over a distance, but I don't see that...
Catherine's voice tailed off, and the colour seemed to drain from her face, so that it was almost as pale as her hair.
You can't be serious, she whispered.